Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Chicago's Afternoon News, 720 WGN. I'm Lisa Dent. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. It must have been a month or so ago we had a conversation with Mayor Nancy Rotering of Highland Park. And Nancy, I got to tell you, everyone appreciated what you had to offer during that interview. And I know we wanted to catch up with you last week after the city council meeting, but you stepped out of the role of mayor and into the role of mom and took kids back to college, right?
I did indeed. Thank you.
And were there tears involved, or are they second or third year?
They're third and fourth year, and I think they were delighted to be getting back to school and their friends. So thank you.
I bet. Back to school in Highland Park must have been a different picture because so many people are still suffering from trauma and anxiety. Were you there for first day of school?
I did not want to put too fine a point on making it any different than any other year. As we try to move towards recovery, my understanding is that normal is the best. And so we wanted it to just be a day like any other beginning of school day.
That's, gosh, you're above everyone else when it comes to these things, because I think a lot of people would have said, oh, I need to be there. I need to, and you're right. People just want normalcy, and you don't want to create any anxiety just by your appearance. But you have been thrust into a new role, becoming the face and the voice of a movement to ban assault weapons and high capacity magazines. Will you tell me about the resolution you passed at the city council meeting?
Sure. So we basically did what other governments have been considering. You know, as you know, we banned assault weapons and large capacity magazines in 2013. But we also know that we're not an island, and we put out a resolution essentially calling for both the state and federal governments to ban assault weapons and large-capacity magazines. Lake County passed a similar resolution a few weeks ago. I believe the Park District is looking at doing a similar thing or has done a similar thing. One of the school districts did as well. It's really just a way for all of us who frankly are at the front lines of these tragedies to say to those who can make the change, take the necessary action. We know that the majority of Americans support banning assault weapons and large capacity magazines. We know that pretty much everybody values the freedom of being able to go to school, go to a parade, go to a park, worship, go to a concert, go to the grocery store without fear. And so what is the common element of all of this? These concerns about these combat weapons and their ability to do mass destruction in a very quick period of time. That's what they're designed for, and they have no place on our streets.
This is Mayor Nancy Rotering of Highland Park. Since what happened on July 4th, honestly, I hate to use the word the massacre, but it really was. I have a doctor who was there with his toddlers and his wife, and he said to this point, he's still uneasy about being around any buildings with rooftops where he feels, which, you know, every building has a rooftop, but he was trying to explain to me the trauma and the anxiety that stay with you after what happened, and when you're there to experience it, it's hard to determine how long that haunts you.
Right. And we know from speaking with the specialists of the Department of Justice, and let's be clear, there's an entire group of people who travel the country working with communities suffering the aftermath of these mass shootings. They explained to us that for average people, it's a 3 to 5 year journey, but for some people, obviously, it will be for the rest of their lives. And so recognizing, and we're all talking about this now, and I think it's important to do that, to remove the stigma that everybody isn't okay, that we are all having these moments of anxiety that aren't really explained, that for whatever reason, at whatever moment, somebody may be feeling uneasy or anxious or worse, and it's absolutely typical and normal in the aftermath of something like this. So many folks have reported strong reactions to unexpected loud noises. And we put something out on Facebook over the weekend reminding people that the air show is coming and you might hear loud airplanes, and that some cities are moving forward with their fireworks displays that they canceled in the wake of the mass shooting in Highland Park on the 4th of July. And so as everybody is still working towards healing and working on their recovery, it's at a different pace for each person. And to that end, some may recover quickly and some may carry this with them forevermore. And we urge everybody to continue to make use of the very necessary and important mental health resources that are available.
Mayor Roetering, do you think you have a sympathetic ear when it comes to Governor Pritzker? Do you foresee that it will be easier to get this pushed through, you know, a movement to ban assault weapons and high-capacity magazines in Illinois before, obviously, it gets done on a federal level?
Well, we've spoken to several members of the Illinois General Assembly literally within hours after the shooting in Highland Park. The governor was in Highland Park, and I was quite direct in my request of, we need to get these weapons out of the state. We need to do everything we can to diminish the likelihood of this coming to yet another community. So I do feel that there is absolute interest in taking action, both at the legislative and the executive level. But I'm not giving up on a federal ban as well. We saw the law passed in the U.S. Congress just a few weeks ago, reiterating the ban on assault weapons and large capacity magazines. Obviously, it then needs to go to the Senate. We had the opportunity to testify before the Senate Committee on the Judiciary. And for the most part, people absolutely seem to be supportive of what we were asking for. A few others on, I'll say, the extreme right, had no interest in having that conversation. But even folks who are counting themselves as Republicans and independents have said to me, we need to get these guns out of public hands. Everybody feels very strongly that this is just too much. People can't counter it. It's too quick for the police to be able to respond. The bullets themselves can go through Kevlar vests and combat helmets. Again, these are weapons designed for effective combat. They don't need to be in civilian hands.
This is Mayor Nancy Roetering of Highland Park. And Nancy, what is the latest with the Cremino case?
I can't speak to the case as it is currently an active case.
Okay. You don't know when he'll be back in court or?
My understanding is that his next court appearance is November 1st at 11. And I believe that's all I can say at this point.
And for people who want to join you in this campaign, is there a place you could direct them?
Well, I would certainly urge them to reach out to the folks that they elected to represent them. If these are their values, if they feel strongly that other communities shouldn't have to face this kind of devastation and trauma, they can reach out to their Illinois state representative. They can reach out to their senator. They can reach out to their Congress member. And I can tell you that we do have support from both of our U.S. senators. Durbin and Duckworth have spoken very strongly about the need to ban assault weapons and large capacity magazines. But this is something that people need to feel empowered to speak out about. It's time for us to say, this is not what freedom looks like. This is not an okay way to live. And it's time for all of us to take back our country and take back our freedom and say enough is enough with these mass shootings.
Thank you for joining us on Chicago's Afternoon News.
Thank you.
The mayor of Highland Park, Nancy Roetering. The news is coming up next, your 3 o'clock newscast from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.